Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I call upon the ancestors of this land for permission to continue with not only these which are the channelings of the day, but also the tones of a day. Those who were here, dear ones, gave us so much. My partner found himself in a place called Xochicalco, Mexico, where the observatories they showed, where they had pinpointed something in astronomy, that only today astronomers with that which is technical know how to do, the precession of the equinox. And that started the choirs. You might say the seeds of the choirs themselves came from here. Don't you find it interesting that you're here? I'll tell you something, this was not a scheduled choir. And one of the reasons is because Yaw-E didn't ask. Let me explain. Yaw-E turns to me and says, would you channel something, and I need help here, and sometimes it's science, and sometimes it's decisions, and he never asked. How many choirs were in Lemuria to complete a series? Now you're about ready to complete a series, and that will be the next choir. This was never to be the one to complete the series. And so circumstances happened to get you into this place. Something else had to happen. This choir, number 10, I want to tell you about numerology. The Tibetan numerology that sometimes I will give you and teach to you has to do with the numerology of common things. For instance, if you were going to do the numerology of your name, some would say, well, should it be my legal name? And I would say, no, it's the name that people call you. For it's the energy of that name that we wish to then emulate through the numbers. But in the case where sometimes the numbers are already there, they speak for themselves. When you have scheduled choirs, the nicknames of the choirs are often the dates. 11, 11, so on, so forth. This one, 11, 11, 22. That's the numerology. There's one number in there. If you knew the numerology, it should stick out to you. Let me tell you what the number is of 22. It is a master number, only three of which have been identified. But that master number is not one that you'd like to celebrate necessarily. It has to do with this year specifically. And it has a name which is difficult for almost everyone to understand. Cosmic law. Let me tell you something you don't want to acquire in the year of cosmic law. Not the final choir. If you're going to have a choir in the year of cosmic law, you want workers that are specific to do something for this planet in a smaller group. Do you see where this is going? The conditions coming together seemingly randomly to cancel one choir and move it to here, the seeds of where it all started on a year of a 22, you should have asked me, Yaw-E. And here's what I would have told you. I want you to gather choir 10 in the year of the 22, and I want you to make them specific. A small group that can help this planet by singing these songs like no other could. Ones who were dedicated to be here, not the looky-loos, not the ones who say, well, I would like to just see what happens here. But the ones who understand why they're in the chairs. I ask you, why do you think you're here? Really? Have a good time in the sun? or maybe there's more. Have you noticed that this year has something very, very special? War. Who would have predicted that? Right on time in the year of the 22. Cosmic law, it is duality that is ripe with change. Master 22. This planet is starting to emerge from the darkness. And when you turn on the light, all manner of things crawl out of the dark for you to look at them. And this was the year where you got to see that which is the society which decided to pull something out of the hat, you might say. And that is, there are those invested in keeping you in the old energy. Did you know that? They want to keep you there. And now you're looking at it. It's all over. You're going to see it in corporate. You're going to see it in politics. You're going to see it in war. Almost every strata. The 22 emerges, and this year, oh, it's everywhere. You see any special uprising in any special country that you would have said impossible, and the women are doing it? Who ever said that could happen? There are so many things against all odds this year, and this is the group assigned to sing the tones, to put more light here than it's ever been before. This is Choir 10. Y'all, if you'd asked, I would have told you in Lemuria, the end of a series is an 11. You like double numbers. The best time for it, I would have told you, would echo that which is structure of the universe. The 12s, 12, 12, 24, could it be any better? And now, that's what it's going to be. And then for those who would say, well, wait a minute. If 12 is the structure of the universe, and you have the 3s, the 4s, the 6s, and they all into the structure of physics of the universe, say, why don't you have 12 choirs? Well, I may just tell you that a little later.